Welcome to Centering Prayer Meditation. Today we continue our series of reflections from Philip Newell's book, Listening for the Heartbeat of God, A Celtic Spirituality. Philip Newell asks why and what had in particular influenced and shaped the spirituality of the Celtic mission and its passion for finding God at the heart of all life. Over these next few weeks, we'll reflect on some of these influences in the form of writings of various people from the 4th to the 20th century. Last week was the Celtic Christian Pelagius, 360 to 418, and this week, words attributed to St. Patrick, circa 430. The aim of our meditation is to create a sacred space for God's presence, and by maintaining our intention towards that presence through breath, image, or word, and ultimately through silence, experience a response from God's presence at an individual, heartfelt level. This is the heart of centering prayer. So let's begin. Reflections on listening within creation. St. Patrick's hymn evokes an intertwining of the spiritual and the material, heaven and earth, time and eternity, and that God's healing and restorative powers are to be found in the goodness of the earth, not simply the goodness of what has been created, but to a perception that within creation there is something of the presence of the uncreated, that is, God. I bind unto myself today the virtues of the starlit heaven, the glorious sun's life-giving ray, the whiteness of the moon at even, the flashing of the lightning free, the whirling wind's tempestuous shocks, the stable earth, the deep salt sea, around the old eternal rocks. So let's relax now in body and mind and slow your breathing. Enter your meditation, centering your prayer, your will and intention on God's healing and restorative powers found in the goodness of the earth. Aware of the intertwining, the goodness of the created and the perception of the uncreated, God. So take some time now, some 5 to 10 minutes or longer if you desire. A period of silence, perhaps first thinking of anything that has touched your heart within the words spoken today. But sitting in the presence of God, in the goodness of all that is created and uncreated. Let's begin.